Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. He is. Yeah, we got to believe that. We can't give up. Hallelujah. It ain't over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. So that's why we can say this morning, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. How many have said that? Not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Let me see. How many said that sometime? Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many mean it? Hallelujah. How many practice it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometime we do and sometime we don't. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. I love the Lord this morning. He saved me. And evidently, he saved you because you're setting up in here today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not my will, but thy will be done. Philippians 1 and 20 says, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. Paul's determined that nothing's going to deter him away from the will of God. Are we like that this morning? Are we sure that nothing can pull us away from the will of God this morning? Have we made up our mind and we won't turn back? Hallelujah. God is calling for obedience. Obedience to the will of God. Galatians 1 and 15 says, but when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I immediately went into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Immediately. Obedience is immediately. Amen. Saying not my will, but your will be done is immediately. But first of all, we got to know the will of God. And where do we find the will of God? In the Word of God. That's where we find the will of God, in the Word of God. Amen. As Christians, we must make a sound decision to obey God at all times. Time is winding out. Time is winding down. We need to not worry about ourselves per se in this world, because this world going to pass away. This world, we're going to live eternally with God if we can say, not my will, but thy will be done. One thing he said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, shall be saved. That's God's will for us. God is a wonderful God. He just wants the best for us. And we had a discussion in Bible study Thursday night about who were we obedient for. Were we obedient for God or were we obedient for ourselves? I said, now this is me. I'm obedient to God for myself. See, God don't need nothing from me. God is all sufficient in everything. But when I'm obedient to him, I get the blessings. See, God already blessed. God get happy. We talked about happy. God get pleased. God get joyous when I obey him because I'm his child. Just like we do when our children obey us. Amen? Hallelujah. So we discuss words, whether God get happy or whether we should be happy or we should. I don't care. God love it when I'm obedient to him. Amen. Ain't that right, Juliet? It don't make no difference whether I'm happy or pleased or joyous. God is happy when I'm obedient to him. When I said, not my will, Father, but your will be done. And I mean it. Say, we can say anything out of our mouth, But we're a whole bunch of stuff we say out of mouth and don't believe nothing. But just like Paul said, I don't have to answer to you. I don't have to answer to Brother Desmond. I don't have to answer to Carmen. When God tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't have to run it by you to see if it's all right. I got to know God for myself. Amen? I got to have enough relationship with him to hear him for myself. Hallelujah. And if you don't have that relationship, you might listen to any voice. Amen? God is speaking all the time, but Satan is speaking all the time too. And if you don't know God's will for you, you'll follow Satan sometime. Because he give you some good stuff to do. Oh, yeah, he give you some good things to do. So the thing we got to know is know God for ourselves. Amen. We got to get in this word and know God's will for me. See, when God speak to me through his word, it's not necessarily the same thing he speak to you. See, God didn't make no clones. Amen. Hallelujah. We got the individual relationship with God. That's what we talked about. Yeah, my obedience to God is for me. I'm sorry if you can't get it. I'm going to obey God so that I can get the blessings that he said. If you hearken diligently to my voice, these blessings I'll give you. Yeah, they'll overtake you. All your gardens will be full and your children will be prosperous. And man, everything that can happen will happen. Like we told Sister Dolores, no, it doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like that right now. But God don't go back on his word, you know. We got to hold fast. He said, those that wait on the Lord. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, isn't it? Waiting on the Lord when you're expecting money to pay the bill tomorrow. Hallelujah. Sometimes it don't come. You just still wait on the Lord. Amen. Well, I know when one time I used to tell a tale about it. But now, if I didn't have the money when they called, I say, I don't have the money. I remember Linda Spellman told the bill collector, I'm just waiting on my father. So, you know, that was years ago. Yeah, you got to tell the truth. You know, I don't have it. I'm waiting on my father. You know, he said he was going to send it. He said he was going to sell a 1,000 cows and send me some money. You know, so people think you're crazy, but waiting on the Lord. But when we can say, thy will be done in my life. See, I can't make God's will happen in your life. I can tell you what thus saith the Lord. But see, even giving you the word of God until you let God dissect that word for you and send down a rhema word from heaven, you still don't know what to do. Because other than that, we'll be trying to do exactly the same thing that everybody else does. And that's not God. What I need is not what you need. What you need is not what I need. You know, and out of the scripture comes what I need, but it might come forth in a different way. Amen? Hallelujah. As Christians, we got to make room for God in our heart. We got to throw all this other crazy stuff away. You say, well, I don't make idols out here. We don't have no idols. I don't care where I know. Yeah, we got idols. Sometimes it's our job. Sometimes it's our children. Sometimes it's our homes. A lot of times it ain't God. Amen? But we got to get focused on God. We got to make sure that we have that personal relationship with him so that when we say that will be done, we mean it. We know God is not playing. As we were reading in the scripture this morning, God will give you over to a reprobate mind. You want to do right and can't do right. He said, I'll let you get so deep in sin. You want to come out and you can't come out. I thought that was terrible. For the Father to say, I'll let you get so deep in sin. But then I realized how holy he is. He said whatever he wants to say. Yeah, I belong to him. Yeah, I didn't make him. I didn't create him. He made me. Amen? So how can my thoughts be higher than the one that created me? So I've learned not to question him a lot. I'm not saying like, Lord, what's going on? Yeah, I'll say, what's going on? You know, tell me what's going on so I can get it right if I need to get it right. So I can get it fixed if I need to get it fixed. Because he is God. God created everything. He created everything for us. So when we say, thy will be done, we are saying, God, I surrender to you. I know that you're telling me the truth. I know that you are telling me the right thing. I know that if I'm obedient to you, I'll eat the fruit of the land. I'll eat the best of the fruit of the land. Man, so God has told us many things in his word that we need to be obedient to. His will be done, not my will. That's what Jesus said in the garden, didn't he? And Jesus is God. Jesus is God. No, Jesus didn't, flesh did not want to hang on that cross. Jesus' flesh didn't want to hang on that cross. So he said, Father, if possible, let this cup pass. Take this cup away from him. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And if Jesus said it and had to say it and said it to his Father, and he did it for me and you, because if God had taken that cup away from him, no way in the world we would have had salvation today. Then we ought to be able to be obedient to these few little things that God has told us to do. Because it makes a better life for me. Yeah, it makes a better. That's why I want to be obedient to the Lord. It makes a better life for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Even when you're obedient, stuff gonna happen. Don't get me wrong. Stuff happen. Stuff really happen. And stuff happens fast. Hallelujah. Before you come out of one stuff, some other stuff done happen. But God. But God. That's why he said, just hold on to his hand. Trust him. He said, when you go through the fire, you'll not be burned. When you go through the water, you'll not drown. Hallelujah. As much as Sister Dolores has been through pain, I know her ever since I've been knowing her. If it had not been for the Lord who's on us, she gave up. God said, I found a scripture that God said, you can ask to come home. I found that scripture that he said, you can ask to come home. Well, no, I don't want to go till he's ready for me to go. I want to finish my course. I want to run this race. I want to finish this course. I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been obedient. You were obedient to me. Hallelujah. Come on in now. Come on in. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to be obedient. I want to know exactly what he told me. I don't want to know what he told you. You can tell me so I can stand with you. But what he told you ain't going to help me. It ain't going to help me a bit. Yeah, I can pass on some of the good stuff. But you got to know God for yourself. You got to build that relationship for yourself. Hallelujah. Because all of us going through different stuff. So what I need to do is not what you need to do. Amen? So do you really know God's will for you? Do you really know, hallelujah, what he's telling you as an individual to do? God is awesome God. I thank God for Sister Dolores' testimony this morning, that she's not ashamed to say, look, I'm questioning God. I want to know what's going on. That's the relationship she got with God. You understand? You know, some people might be scared to question him until they really get to know him, how loving he is. Some people say, that's blasphemy. No, it ain't. That's my heavenly Father. If I had a father at home and he won't give me nothing to eat every day, I'm going to say, Daddy, what is wrong with you? You're going to have to get out here and get a job because I'm hungry. You know. So if I don't question my earthly father, I definitely can question my heavenly Father. That's the kind of relation he wants with us. You know, he's a father. He's a daddy. He's a friend. Hallelujah. He's a provider. Hallelujah. He's our peacemaker. He's our healer. Hallelujah. He's our deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh, he's our strong tower. Hallelujah. When we're going through, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nothing is too hard for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, call upon me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Call upon him. Hallelujah. He has the answer. He has the answer to everything. Hallelujah. You don't have to wonder about what God wants for you. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen even the next minute. God's got the answer. Sometimes he just said, keep on walking. He don't tell you nothing. He just said, keep on walking, hallelujah. But I guarantee you, if you keep on walking, according to him, you'll walk into the blessings of God, hallelujah. He's not going to lead you anywhere that will hurt you, hallelujah. He's not going to lead you off the edge of the cliff. He's not going to do that if we keep on walking and following him, because he is our Father, hallelujah. He is the one that loves us above everything. I know you all love me. But I know you don't love me half as much as God loves me, hallelujah. Because I can call on him anytime, day or night, hallelujah. He answers every time I call on him. I don't have to worry about getting in a certain position to call him. I just say, Father, I need you right now, hallelujah. And every time he comes, hallelujah, he's right on time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Might not give me exactly what I want, but he gives me what I need, hallelujah. And I just thank God for that this morning. He's a blessed friend, hallelujah. He's a blessed Father, hallelujah. He's the greatest, hallelujah, God. He's God Almighty all by himself. Like I say, he don't need nothing from me, hallelujah. He allows me, hallelujah, to be a witness for him, for me, hallelujah. See, because God said, if I don't praise him, the rock's going to cry out. They belong to God, you know. The birds going to sing hallelujah. The animals, hallelujah, going to bay hallelujah, because his animals praise him more than we do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just give God glory, honor, and praise, because we can say, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my time, but your time. Hallelujah. Lord, not my way, but your way. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to do it my way, and I want it done quickly. But God said, wait, darling. Wait, daughter, hallelujah. I know a better way. I know a better timing, hallelujah. My timing is better than your timing. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are so much better than your ways, hallelujah. Because if he gave us what we wanted all the time, we'd kill ourselves. Amen? Young men have wanted these fast cars that go all that. If he gave it to some of them, they go fast in the old cars they got. They'd kill themselves. Hallelujah. Some women want these good-looking, handsome men. Hallelujah. Give it to them, they'll beat you crazy. That's why God loves us so much. He just ain't going to give us everything. Lord, bring me a husband. And all you have to do is bring me a husband. Don't you never say that, because the enemy heard every word you said, and he'll come around the corner. This good-looking, tall, dark, handsome man, hallelujah. Silver gray hair. A pocketbook full of money for a few minutes. All them dollar bills wrapped up in a 20. And by the time they buy some bread, he done spend up every dollar, then you got to go to work. Girls, don't look for him. Let God send. God say a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. Don't be peeping around the corner. Don't be asking nobody else, you got any men in your church? That's what people ask me. I said, no, really? If that's what you're coming to look for, you might as well stay away. All we got is Jesus. He's the greatest man in this church. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he loves us so much. All he said is, not my will, but thy will be done. In order to receive God's blessing, you got to be obedient. You got to be obedient, not just in some things, but in all things. Hallelujah. Let's strive. Take one at a time. If you think you can't do the whole thing at one time, God, I'm going to be faithful in doing this. Come in the church, just like you do. I'm going to. He said, forsake not the assembly of yourself, as some are doing in these last days. I'm going to be faithful in that. Ain't nothing going to keep me out. I don't care how tired I get. I don't care how messed up I get. I don't care how late I stay out at night. I'm going to be faithful in this one thing. Hallelujah. God tells us to be faithful because he is faithful. And when we're faithful in obedience, we will share in his blessing. You know why? Because we're joint heirs with Christ. Lord, he gave Christ everything. The whole world belongs to Christ. Know why? He created the whole world. And so people are taking over his world, saying, this is my this, and this is my that, that's my money, and this is, look, everything here belongs to God. And I'm telling you this, some of us in here need some finance. You know, God said the wealth of the unjust. Those out there, they got a lot of wealth, you know, are laid up for the righteous. God is going to bring to you what you need. I know he is. I know he will, because he promised. Not just because he promised it to me. I heard him when he said it. I heard him when he said it. I heard it. He said it in his word. So that's why you got to get in the word. Know the word for yourself. Yeah, the word come good across this pulpit. Pastor is a great teacher. William is a good teacher. Everybody, Antoine, good teacher. Eric, good teacher. Miss Allen, good teacher. Everybody, good teachers. Yeah, but you got to know the word for yourself. You are only going to taste a little bit of it on a Sunday. But he says, study to show yourself approved. A workman rightly divine word of truth. We've got so many people out there teaching heresy now. False stuff. Everything is good. Y'all, two husbands can get married. Two wives can get married. That's a lie from the pit of hell. In his word, as we read this morning, Romans, they're worthy of death. Now, when you tell them that, they get upset with you. But I also have to remind, it didn't come from me. I like to know where it is so I can show it to you in the word. You know, and you know it didn't come from me. So the world is all turned upside down. We don't have time to get hooked up with the world, saints of God. We don't have time to listen to what the world is saying. They make it so easy. So much stuff is getting ready to happen. It would blow your mind if you really, really knew. Like the word say, those things that we don't see is so much more real than what we do. The demons are raging. The demons of depression. The demons of suicide. The demons of just everything that you can name, you look and you listen. And God is saying, you better hold on to me. As the wind is going to blow you away. There's a strong winter coming, saints of God. I heard on the news that 6,000, approximately 6,000 more people from the foreign country, from East, Middle East, signed up to go to school over here, came on a visa. Can't find them nowhere. Never went to school. So we already got the terrorists here. Keep your house. Keep your kingdom come right there. Keep your safety right where you are. Put on the armor every day. Hallelujah. Hide under the shadow every day. Because everything that's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We in this United States have put God aside. Did we think that God was going to keep on protecting us? No. We in Virginia have put God aside. And we're getting ready to turn upside down. But you got to be safe for yourself. God promised that that wrath would not come upon his children. And saints of God, we're getting ready to get out of here. We're getting ready to get out of here. God said when you see all of these things happen in succession, to look up. I'm right at the door. Hallelujah. So that's why we got to be about God's business. We got to be obedient. We don't want to be caught outside of the will of God. You don't want to be caught outside the will of God. It's not going to be pretty. Amen. So today is the day when we'll make up our mind. God, whatever you say, thy will be done. Not my will. So God, help me. See, you can't do it all the time without asking for your help, his help. We can only do things God wants us to do when the Spirit of God grows big in us. We need to be filled with the precious Holy Spirit. You can't crucify your flesh unless the Holy Spirit. Because when you get ready to mess up, if you got the Spirit living inside of you, such a conviction come on you, you almost run away from the mess. Amen. Hallelujah. The only way we can continue to do what God has called us to do is be filled with the Spirit, get in his word, Talk to your sisters and brothers. Don't be ashamed of what you're going through. You know, sometimes you need somebody to talk to. Sometimes you need somebody that you can just say, look, I messed up. I'm totally messed up. Pray for me. Pray with me. A lot of times we ask people to come to the altar and pray. They know they need to come to the altar and pray and lay the mess down. And then you talk to them later, then you get the mess. Don't give me the mess. Give it to God. I can't do nothing with it. Get the mess to God. Oh, God, he asked me to carry everybody's mess, you know. I tell you, I get 6 or 7 calls a day with mess. Get a mess to God. I'm not your mess carrier. God is your mess carrier. Amen? So if you got something you're going through and you say, come to, but you know, a lot of people won't come because they think, well, they might think I did something. We know you did something. We know that. That ain't going to make us love you a bit less. Yeah. Come on, lay your cares at the altar. Be obedient to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The points to ponder today. Yeah. It says, dare to obey Christ regardless of the cost. Hallelujah. It costs you something sometimes. Today, it costs you some pride, it costs you some finances, it costs you some time. Dare to obey Christ, regardless of the cost. He will give you a contentment and a confidence no earthly profession can supply. God has for us the best. He'll give us, your job can't supply it. Your family can't supply it. But God will give you a contentment that surpasses all understanding. Even going through a lot of stuff, I am content. I told my children the other day, I say I must be desensitized to people going on home to be with the Lord, because so many of my people going on home to be with the Lord. So it doesn't drive me nuts when another one go home. You understand? Because I know we came here to go. We ain't gonna stay here forever. And we don't want them to go no sooner than they have to go. But they ain't going no sooner than God know that they're going. Amen? Say, we are alive unto God and have a new principle within us. We don't have that old sinful principle. We don't have that old sinful nature. We are alive because God lives in us. Our body is the temple of the living God. And when we live like our body is the temple of the living God, we won't do some of the things we do. Because whatever we do to this body, we're doing it to God. Amen? To Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, if we do not live holy and is not obedient, it is not God's fault. It's ours. Because he's given us every road of escape. He's given us every way of escape. We can get out of it. All we got to do is turn to him. Say, Lord, help me. I can't make it. I'm falling. And I can't get up without you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that commercial. I'm falling. I can't get up without God. Amen. Because sometimes we fall and we can't get up. Amen. If the Savior of sinners gives us renewing grace and calls us by his Spirit, we may be sure that he expects us to live how? Holy. He said, be ye holy. You know, Jesus would not have suffered and died on that cross if it was just Penny Annie, if he didn't know that we would be able to live holy because of his blood, because of his sacrifice. Amen? So let's give him the honor that's due him. Let's give him what he deserves. He deserves all of us because we belong to him. Amen? Now, he's given us some beautiful things, some joyous things to do in this world. He's given us some time to just be free and enjoy, like Pastor and Linda on vacation right now. I'm glad for them. God allows that to happen. He don't expect for us to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year after year after year. If God had to rest, we got to rest. Amen? It's a sin, saints of God, not to rest. It's a sin. So give God what's due him. And watch, yeah, we got good life now, but watch blessings overtake you. Hallelujah. He said, my blessings will overtake you. Hallelujah. That's what he said. You be obedient and blessings will overtake you. I saw one time I saw a lady that God had told that, and I saw it's like a big old ball of blessings. And she was trying to outrun that big ball, but the blessings overtook her. You see, and that's what God said. You got to live in God's world and not this world. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. We are of his kingdom. Our kingdom is not down here. We ain't going to have but so much here, and we ain't going to live but so long down here. But when we see Jesus, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. So tell God, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, that